Hello and welcome to Rhizone, the Horticulture Leaders Podcast. Today I have with me Tony Vinart, one of the directors at Qualitree Propagators. Tony, welcome. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
So Tony, we're at the launch of Rhizone, the podcast. Tell me, why a podcast?
Why a podcast? I think because it's the, number one, it's the preferred method for absorbing knowledge today. A lot of people, you know, can do it in their off times, perhaps driving, perhaps doing yard work. So, and especially with young people, it's really taken off as the way to absorb knowledge. And we really want to be about our youth in this industry. It's important to bring young people into the industry and attract them. And so I think of the Romans and their temples of learning, and the Horticulture Leaders podcast will be a temple of learning, not just from us, but from others around the industry. And we're very excited about it.
So just kind of creating this community of learning, like you said, a temple of learning. So this is that center of learning, but just to create that entire community.
Exactly. I think the original idea kind of grew out of our existing program for grower services, where we sell young plants never without full backup, because we believe the sale doesn't end when we sell the product from our dock, but the sale ends when the customer is successful with it. And we created this platform to support those growers. And in supporting them, we thought we could impart our knowledge to the customer. And what we realized later was that we were learning much more from the customers than they were learning from us. So we just became kind of a hub for disseminating that information. And that was a real revelation to us when we figured that out. And I think this is our next step in really just being that center of learning.
So this is just really the next evolution in that grower services. Let's become that learning. Let's also learn from our customers. So kind of segueing into that, the name of the podcast, Rhizone, where did that come from?
Interesting question. I guess it's a play on the word rhizome, which is a network of interconnected roots. And so all of us are connected in some way and interconnected and can learn from each other. And so think of it as a network with that interconnected web of roots. It's a hub for gathering, connecting, and learning from each other. But you asked me the question, but let me ask you. I mean, because you mentioned Rhizone, but the idea was yours. The idea for the word was yours. Where did you get that from?
You know, I good question. I love words, and you know that. I have a background in English, and so love words, especially puns. And I know that plays on words and stuff are something that Qualitree does a lot as well. And while I was thinking about this community and network, you asked, let's come up with a name. And it brought me back to a conversation I had with Rihanna, who's now a technical advisor at Qualitree. She was about 16 or 17 at the time, and she was explaining to me this connection of roots that is called a rhizome. And you can basically cut a rhizome in any place and it just creates a new node and starts a new plant. Mm-hmm. And so that idea of ideas can come from anywhere, from anyone, and yet stay connected as an entire network. And that turned into the word rhizome, which is spelled somewhat awkwardly or in its original form. So we turned it into, well, it's a zone. And then the spelling today is that play on the word rhizome. So yeah, it was just that it's kind of ironic that that's also connected to someone who works here. But yeah, that's 10, 15 years ago that conversation happened.
Interesting.
Absolutely. So we have this hub, this connection of learning, this temple of learning, this whole community of learners. What are we looking to, like, what kind of topics and guests, like, what are you thinking in terms of, what do we want to represent in terms of topics and such like that?
We're certainly not looking to limit ourselves to any, you know, whether it be growing topics. I think there's, you know, myself, I'm not a grower and I would find that boring, but some of the episodes might be about growing. Information technology, technology, helping people use technology better, using data, anything that resonates with the horticultural world. I mean, it could be topics like succession planning, and because succession is a real threat to our industry. I think you're going to see about a third of the industry retire in the next 5 to 10 years. And so that's a really relevant topic, but it's not limited to that. I think there's a very broad range of topics that we could touch on in the coming years.
So lots of topics you talked about, from business advice, succession planning, culture, people, and technical advice as well. Is what kind of guests? Are we just looking for consultants, or what kind of guests are we looking to have on the podcast?
It could be anything from consultants to industry leaders or future industry leaders. I think, as I said earlier, youth is very important to us. So giving youth who have great ideas a platform to disseminate those ideas and talk about them and develop them and give them confidence. I think the future of this industry is in the youth, and we want to give them a platform. So William, you asked me about the guests and the possible guests for this podcast, but tell us a little bit about yourself. You have a bachelor's degree in English, a master's degree in counseling and psychology, and I think that combined with your passion for this type of things is what makes you a great podcast host. So could you give us a little background on yourself?
Yeah, sure. It's a bit of a meandering story, but I actually, my roots are in the tech business, so computer programmer, even prior to my English degree. And as I was going through that, the tech revolution in the early 2000s, I realized I wanted to connect more with people than with things. So I went out and got a degree in English and became a teacher. But all the while I was working in the construction industry as well as managing a blueberry farm. So I have some roots in the horticulture industry, not as deep as most people that I'm meeting in the hort business, but definitely have that context. And as I was, so I became a teacher, high school teacher, and realized that I even wanted to get connected more with people and really start understanding how do people, organizations, and all of that work together, and hence the degree in psychology. So that's kind of my path. And as a result, I'm just really curious about how do organizations function? How do people function inside of that organization? So when you guys started talking about having a podcast, it's always been on my list as well. I'm one of these geeks that likes public speaking. I enjoy sharing information. I not necessarily enjoy the speaking, but I enjoy the sharing part, like sharing information. So while you were talking about a podcast, I shared, hey, I you know, that's something I would really love to do as well. I had it on my list, talking about different areas, and the conversation ended up where you asked me to be the host, and that's kind of the story.
Amazing. I mean, if I Google how to eat thorns, what am I going to find? I mean, that's one of the things that gave me the idea to ask you to be the host of this podcast. So how to eat thorns, what am I going to find?
Yeah, you're going to find an episode that I recorded in 2018 at TEDx Chilliwack. It was an amazing event. I had this topic that I was really passionate about, which is nonviolent communication. And the whole concept is that, you know, if we can learn to eat thorns like giraffes learn to eat thorns, then we can learn to eat or digest conflict and not continue the conflict, but rather break that cycle of conflict. Something I'm still very passionate about today. And I had the amazing opportunity to audition to be a TEDx speaker in Chilliwack and got selected. And the result was that I realized how much I actually love sharing that information on a stage. Albeit probably not as polished as I would have liked, but it was my first time. And I still look back fondly at that presentation.
Well, one of the results of that presentation is I instantly thought of you as a podcast host. So we're excited for the future.
That's awesome. Well, there you have it. That's the podcast. We're looking to create a community of learning, that whole hub of learners and sharers of knowledge, and continue to grow the expertise and the knowledge that's out there, and at the same time continue to be that network and that growth zone where everybody can join and grow.
I look forward to hearing the first episode.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.